Joining us now on the KSRO Live line is Krista Lutke. She is a restaurateur and hotel owner in Guerneville. Thank you so much for joining us.
I got you, Michelle. Thanks so much for having me today.
Sure, of course. So tell us a little bit about your past week and how crazy it has been with these fires.
Oh, wow. It's been a whirlwind. And in fact, just about 20 minutes ago, we just got notification that the evacuation has been lifted for my home. Mm-hmm. However, still not downtown Guerneville. So we left under mandatory last Tuesday. So we're going on day 8 here, staying in Santa Rosa at the Hyatt Regency, Sonoma Wine Country, just off Railroad Square. And they've been wonderful. We've been antsy, let's just put it mildly. Sunday and Monday, I had the pleasure to work with a couple of other Sonoma County chefs, Dusty Essis and Dominica Catelli. And we prepared 150 to 175 lunches both days for first responders in the area. So that gave us a little bit of reprieve from the, you know, going crazy in a hotel. It's been nuts. It's devastating, really, to be honest, given the fact that we've had so much hardship in the last 18 months, particularly in the lower Russian River area with floods and fires last year, then the pandemic, and now this. To say we're all just barely hanging on, I think, is an understatement, to be honest. It's tough. And I think about my employees, who haven't worked now in 8 days. And I don't know when we'll come back on, to be honest, because there's still a lot of cleanup.
Right.
And, our area depends heavily on tourism. So when the tourists will be allowed back in or when things will start to pick up, and really we only have about 5 weeks left of our big season where we push to, to try to fill our coffers to get through, the slower part of the winter fall season. So it's going to be a tough go for many of us small business owners out there.
It sounds like the rest of Sonoma County is going to have to do staycations in Guerneville once this is over, right? To take care of our friends.
I think so. Yeah. I think, any support we can get for sure is greatly appreciated. I have to say, it's amazing still the resilience of the folks of Sonoma County and the generosity. This week we got major donations from a bunch of farms. I want to give them a shout out. Bernier Farms, Front Porch, Preston Farms, Middleton, Redwood Hill Farm, Russian River Farm, Soda Rock Farm, and then a huge thanks to Dusky from Farm to Pantry. There's just been an outpouring of, excess produce and things that these guys have all donated. And we're actually going to be cooking for first responders over in Calistoga on Friday with Guy Fieri, mm-hmm. Myself, Dusky, and Dominica. And we'll use a lot of the produce that's been donated by these farmers who have also been so hard hit this year. It's crazy the devastation we've had. And it's also amazing to see the continued generosity of the people of this county.
Now, in terms of assistance, you own multiple restaurants and a hotel in the West County. How have you been handling things with COVID? Because I know it's put a depression on all of those businesses.
Yeah, it's been huge. I was fortunate enough to receive some EIDL loans, mm-hmm. From SBA for three out of my four businesses. One was a bit too new to qualify. I did receive PPP funding, which has certainly helped me get through up till this point. To be honest, Michelle, I think our little town of Guerneville might look a little bit more like a seasonal destination this winter. I know that I will be forced personally to close a couple of my businesses just to hold on to what reserves I did manage to make in these summer months, just so that I can make it through the winter. It's a known number, a fixed loss. With the door closed and with the door open and payroll and, cost of goods, it's an unknown loss number, which could be three or four times X. And so I can't, I just can't bear that brunt this winter. So I will be forced to close a few just temporarily so that I can hope to come back swinging, for the fences in the springtime. And many others may be in a similar boat. I'm going to do what I can because obviously this is my community and I live here and I want to try to keep things open, but I also need to be prudent and, use my resources wisely and my funds that I've made wisely in order to survive. It's been really tricky. And honestly, I don't know how a lot of people are making it through. I feel very grateful that I've gotten this far. But COVID has definitely been a real tough one. And I know it's put a lot of restaurants out of business, and I'm just hoping to be able to hang on.
Now, in terms of getting the message out, I know that the fires are still active. We're not at 100% containment, but we've been through this before. So how are you even now thinking about how to craft messages or talking with the people at Sonoma County Tourism about ways that we can bring people back once these fires are under control?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're sort of behind the scenes working on that messaging now. I sit on the board of Sonoma County Tourism, so I'm sure we'll be having a meeting soon to sort of share with our partners how to message this out. I think initially, you know, it'll be a lot of locals supporting us. In addition, I know that the Bay Area, which is, you know, predominantly my clientele from the hotel standpoint, a lot of people doing staycations, I know they're eager to get back out and support us. You know, we've had to cancel bookings since last Tuesday, and everyone, you know, for the most part has elected to just take vouchers and wants to come back and support us. So that's been very great. You know, aside from that, we'll be doing our own messaging on social platforms just to let folks know when we're reopened, because it'll take a bit of time to get cleaned up and to re-prep all of our food and to bring in, you know, our staff who's all been displaced in various, you know, parts of the state now to find their own housing that's safe. That's the other tricky thing. Where do you go during COVID? You're not potted with anyone.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So all of these things have been challenging. And as a business owner, I want to make sure that when we bring our team back, that we're all safe in doing so. You know, so there's a lot of things to be thinking about as we reopen and reopen safely. But, you know, I do hope that we can get continued support from our locals. And when I say locals, even greater Bay Area, you know, to keep us going.
Outside of the fires that we're dealing with right now, do you have a feeling, you must talk often with other restaurateurs about how everybody's dealing with this COVID and how you're going to make it through?
Yeah, I think, you know, the big unknown and what I keep trying to kind of push county officials for and Dr. Mace here locally is, when will we get reopened safely for indoor dining? And when I say safely and indoor, I mean, you know, at the 6-foot distance and, you know, socially distanced. But if we don't get reopened for indoor dining, you know, by October, let's call it, it's sort of too cold and potentially rainy to be dining outdoors. So then what does the model look like? You know, is it's takeout? Because we have, you know, very few of us have outdoor resources right now. So that's scary as well. And, you know, again, that's only 5-6 weeks away that we're staring, you know, staring into October here. So there's just a lot of unknowns, and I'm trying to be nimble and trying to figure out how to navigate without a lot of information. And, you know, my managers and I talk, you know, daily about what we can do to pivot, but there's just not a lot of, there's not a lot of options left, you know?
Right.
So again, you know, one of the tactics for me is that I will sort of reduce my footprint. You know, I have 2 restaurants, a craft cocktail bar and the hotel, and, you know, I know people will still, you know, be up here in the area, so my lodging should be okay, but, you know, there's not a lot of hope to keep 2 restaurants and a bar open. I've already closed the bar just because it's just not a model that's working right now with you know, people only doing takeout cocktails.
So. Right. Well, we're once you're open, we're coming back to visit you. Brot, I love German food and looking forward to that. And of course, your Boone Hotel and Spa, El Barrio, and I really want to support what you're up to, Boone Eat and Drink as well.
Thank you. We greatly appreciate it. And we just hope everybody stays safe out there. And, you know, we're all in this together. I wish we could have a not Sonoma strong, but Sonoma easy for a little bit, because it's been a tough couple of years for us all.
We deserve it. All right. Well, it's so good to talk to you, and I'm glad you're safe, and I'm really glad that you're able to move back into the area. Take care, and I hope that we have some stress-free days for us, at least going forward for a bit. We need it.
Yes, we sure do. Thank you so much. I appreciate all the help.